T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Dave Schwartz.
Hey, Tara. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, you too. All right, so tell us what the good old boys down there in Columbia are up to.
Yeah. Well, last week, you know, the House met to finalize the state budget. And if you remember last month, we talked briefly, I mean, not even last month, really a few weeks ago, about how state legislators voted to eliminate the budget transparency law, which was a good law that forced state legislators to hold joint open meetings to debate the state budget in public. That way, you know, taxpayers, your listeners, all of us could see not only what they plan to do with the money, but we also could participate in it. That's what the law was built to do. Of course, they eliminated that law a few weeks ago. The legislature passed a bill to eliminate that law. Governor Henry McMaster signed that elimination law signed that elimination bill into law a few weeks ago. And here they are, not even a few weeks later, Tara. And they're about to pass a state budget to funnel, billions of our tax dollars into their pet projects. And a lot of that money we have seen ultimately ends up in their own pockets and benefiting them, their family, their business partners, their law firm partners, et cetera. And really, you look at this state budget as a whole, it's nothing but a big money laundering scam. You know, you've got the two most powerful politicians in the state who write the state budget, corrupt Hugh Leatherman in the state Senate. He's the Senate Finance Committee chairman. And Tara, it's well documented over the years. I mean, he owns a concrete company. Tens of millions of dollars in SCDOT contracts have flowed to his company. You've got Merle Smith, who's the House Ways and Means chairman. He writes the budget in the House. And he is an attorney by trade, Tara, but has a little side hustle business owning a medical equipment company. Now, if you put those two together, I'm not sure how that came to be, but he owns a medical equipment company that's gotten over $2 million in state Medicaid contracts. Of course, again, these are the two politicians in the state house that write the budget. They're the ones that steer and funnel our tax dollars and appropriate the money. And like all good mafia bosses, right, they throw crumbs to the rank and file. You've got to keep the underlings happy. You got to keep them quiet so that the money laundering scam continues. And you look at some of these pet projects, by the way, which weren't published online. They weren't transparent. They weren't put there by the politicians at all. They were leaked to the media. That's the only way we know about these things, sadly. But you look here in Greenville, I mean, you've got local state representative Bruce Bannister. He wants almost $20 million for a brand new Greenville convention center. And Tara, I got to tell you, you know, his buddy Phil Hughes, a developer in town, is the one that owns that property, wants to develop around it. Bruce is a real estate attorney by trade, okay? The state legislator, Bruce Bannister, he's a real estate lawyer. I mean, I don't know if he's actually making money on that or not, or if there's some sort of crooked deal. It wouldn't surprise me, but $20 million for a brand new convention center that we don't need in Greenville. State Rep Max Hyde and Rita Allison, they want $5 million for, quote, infrastructure in Spartanburg. No details at all when it comes to where that money is going to get spent. Just a blank check from state taxpayers to the city of Spartanburg. And again, that sounds an awful lot like Joe Biden's infrastructure plan, right? Like, we don't even know where this money is going. They won't tell us, but they want $5 million of it. $5 million for an opera house in the city of Sumter. By the way, that's the hometown of Merle Smith, who's the House Ways and Means chairman I was talking about before. And it goes on, Tara. I mean, there's hundreds of these pet projects, billions of dollars being spent. I mean, that list of pet projects is four pages long. I've just given you just kind of the, a taste of what these state legislators want, but they're not holding public meetings. They're not posting these pet projects online so we can see them. They're not telling us where the money will go. And by the way, none of the extra money that we sent them is coming back to us. They're not giving us any tax cuts. So really, this is one giant money laundering scam. I mean, you look at it straightforward. They're taking our tax dollars. They're telling us they're doing all these great things with it. And really what they're doing is they're funneling money to their pet projects. And ultimately, a lot of that money gets into their own pocket. So I don't know what you would call it. I don't know what law enforcement would call it. I call it money laundering, because that's really what it looks like. And you look around, right? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, Tara. You look around. The roads are still crumbling. Our schools are still some of the worst in the country, right? So we're spending all this money, and I don't know what we're getting out of it, except politicians are getting wealthier. And so ultimately, because that they repealed that transparency law, we don't have much legal recourse. But what we can do is we can demand that the governor veto this thing. And he can do it. And if you remember, Tara, way back, Mark Sanford, when he was governor, he vetoed the entire state budget, filled with pet projects, same thing, filled with pork, filled with, a bunch of money laundering scams. And I think we've got to call on Henry McMaster to do the same. And you can do that right now if you're listening, you're pissed off, you're upset. Text the words VOTE NO, VOTENO, VOTE NO, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. VOTE NO to 52886 on your cell phone. And that'll send a direct message to Henry McMaster telling him, veto this budget. It's filled with pork. It's nothing but a big money laundering scheme. Demand Henry go back, veto this thing, and tell these legislators to come back, hold these joint open hearings, do this so that it's transparent, do it so we can see, Tara, and participate before they start passing all these pet projects, all this pork, all this waste. Let us see it before it happens so that we can have a say in it. But you look at this, one last thing, Tara, this is the largest state budget in history. $32 billion with a B is about to be spent. And again, I would argue the vast majority of that money is nothing but a laundering scheme. It's nothing but a politician get-rich-quick scheme. And we have to call on the governor to stop this. We have no other legal recourse because they repealed that state budget transparency law a few weeks ago. We've got to call on the governor to veto this budget. Make those legislators go back and show us exactly where this money is going, exactly where it will end up, and justify it. And you can do that. Text the words VOTE NO, VOTENO, to the number 52886, and that'll send a direct message to the governor demanding he veto this ridiculous money laundering scheme they call a state budget.
Dave, can I put in context how not normal this is? Because I'm not from around here originally. I'm from North Carolina, right? So in right. North Carolina, if you have a direct or an indirect financial interest, like the Bruce Bannister example that you gave, in anything passing, a bill, whatever, but even the budget, and you vote on it, that's a crime. And so that caused there's a guy by the name of Jim Black, and he was a speaker in North Carolina. So he had to get paid off in cash in a bathroom.
Yep.
And the feds caught him, sent him to prison, right? Because yep. It's like a crime and it was a huge scandal. Okay, here, you don't go to prison for that. I mean, you no. just, You just go vote on it. It's your. I can't get over this. Yeah, you enhance your own financial position. You don't have to disclose it. And you say you don't even have to receive the payoff in a stall in a bathroom because
that's
it's legal. I mean, this was a scandal, Dave, when the speaker went down for it in North Carolina, and it's legal here. This is not normal.
Well, and remember, we had the same thing in the early 90s here in South Carolina, Tara. You know, Operation Lost Trust, where the feds did come in, and they were handing off cash in brown paper bags. This is nothing more than a modern-day version of that, right? When you've got Hugh Leatherman, who owns a concrete company, pushing for the largest gas tax hike in history, and remember, you know, 4 years ago, he was the impetus for that gas tax hike. That gas tax hike passed because corrupt Hugh Leatherman owns a concrete company that was going to stand to make tens of millions of more dollars. That is the number one reason the gas tax hike passed, because the most powerful, most corrupt politician in the state owns a concrete company that was going to benefit from it. Merle Smith, who writes the budget in the House, owns, I mean, this man is an attorney, Tara. Okay. He knows nothing about medical equipment, but you know what he does know? How to launder our tax dollars into his bank account. And I'm sure his business partners are thrilled about that. And so this is nothing more than what you described. It's just a more sophisticated, more covert way of payoffs. And you look, and again, I say it, look around at what the state government is responsible for, right? Roads. Tara, our roads are still coming. We throw billions of dollars every single year to fix these roads, and our roads still aren't fixed. Our schools are still some of the worst in the country. We have, you know, our some of our National Guard buildings, again, just other things that state government is responsible for, are falling apart. So you look at what they're supposed to be, the core functions of government are failing us. But you know what? Hugh Leatherman is a millionaire, okay? Merle Smith is a millionaire. Again, Bruce Banzer, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm conjecturing as to, you know, possibilities here. But a $20 million expenditure for a convention center in downtown Greenville that we don't need. We already have a convention center in Greenville, by the way. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, again, as you described, cash in a paper bag, this, the way they're doing it now, and they can do it all hidden. It's all secret. Remember, they removed that budget transparency law. Brian White, state representative from Anderson County, he was the sponsor of that bill. He removed that budget bill, that transparency law, so that the money laundering, there was no legal recourse for us citizens to go after them. So the only thing we have left, Tara, is to put the pressure on these politicians. And with the governor, right, he's up for re-election next year. He needs conservatives, quite frankly, to ensure his victory next year. He has got to be conservative on this. He has got to reject this money laundering scheme they call a state budget. And you can do that easily. Put that pressure on him. Make him veto this entire state budget. Make him force those legislators to go back to Columbia and do this in a transparent way, because you know what, Tara? If they have to do this out in the open and they have to debate this in public, guess what? They're not going to get away with 90% of the crap that they're doing right now. They're just not going to.
Amen to that.
We've got to force them to veto it.
Amen to that, Dave. Give folks the contact info one more time, and then I got to hit a break.
Text the words VOTE NO, VOTENO, VOTE NO to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Vote no to 52886. That'll send a direct message to Governor Henry McMaster telling him to veto this money laundering scheme that the legislators are calling a state budget. Stop this stuff. We can stop the corruption. It's just going to take a lot of us, and it's going to take a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. Dave Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's now been a week and a half since one of the most shocking revelations I've seen about COVID was reported, broken by the UK Daily Mail. I told you to watch it. See how your government responds. It'll tell you everything you need to know. What was that revelation? The stone cold silence on it now tells you everything you need to know. Not even Fox News has touched it. It's indisputable. They printed the proof. And what it says about your government is shocking. It is this statistic, $39 million. $39 million. $39 million. That's how much money your Pentagon gave to Echo Health Alliance. Its primary purpose was to do gain-of-function research, even though that had been banned in the United States of America. So remind me again, where was Echo Health Alliance doing that gain-of-function research? Well, initially with Chinese scientists loyal to Chinese Communist Party, because there are no other kind in China or else here in our universities. But when that went south, because the Obama administration banned it, they moved it to China. And the Echo Health Alliance money went to China too. Including what? How much again? $39 million from the Pentagon? So wow, that's a lot more than the $600,000 we know about from Anthony Fauci. Remember that? And it's real weird too, because we know that the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese military, was doing these exercises. Where was that again? Wuhan Lab, China? Okay. And where did Echo Health Alliance send the money? Okay, it was the Wuhan Lab. All right. So you're telling me that the Pentagon, and don't forget, the total was $125 million, $39 million from the Pentagon, the rest from the National Institutes of Health, Health and Human Services, and USAID, all run through Echo Health Alliance. So weird. What is your government doing cooperating with the People's Liberation Army to develop bioweapons? It's just a question that I thought surely somebody would ask. I mean, if only to get to denial. Hey, they won't talk to us. Hey, they won't send anyone on my show. Hey, you know, because they printed the grants right there. I mean, there's the proof. So it happened. And maybe the Pentagon just didn't know. I mean, maybe they didn't know they were partnering with the People's Liberation Army and the Chinese Communist government to get rid of Donald Trump with a virus. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. They didn't realize they were partnering for great scientific research and all with the very people who have said in the past they want to destroy us with weaponized viruses. Not my opinion, theirs. It's not like our government knew that. Oh, wait. ABC News. Headline. U.S. was aware of financial accounts tied to the Chinese military that were funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Wait a minute. So we knew the whole time the Chinese military was doing bioweapons research and sent grants there, and we were sending grants there too, and we were working with them. That is so weird. The implications for what this means about our government are staggering. Folks, not me. ABC News. They still don't want to talk about that $39 million from the Pentagon, though. Because the implications of that, like I said, are staggering. kind of horrific. It begs the question exactly what country's side the Pentagon is on. And this morning after reading this, I'm not entirely sure. But I've got that question too about the FBI. Wait till you hear what's been turned up about them. Vladimir Putin may be on to something. Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In an interview yesterday with NBC News, sadly, Vladimir Putin did a better job of standing up for the human rights of half the country than our current elected Republican leadership, i.e. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, top five in the House, the Senate, have ever done. And that's really sad because Vladimir Putin's not a good guy. And what that says about our leaders. Putin finally asking the relevant question about the assassination of Ashley Babbitt. There's nothing else you can call it. Here's that exchange with NBC.
Well, can I ask you, may I just ask you a direct question? Did you order Alexei Navalny's assassination?
Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is, I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress? And they didn't go there to steal a laptop. They came with political demands. 450 people have been detained. They're looking at jail time between 15 and 25 years. And they came to the Congress with political demands. Isn't that prosecution for political opinions?
Yeah. Yeah, that's human rights abuses. Same kind of thing Amnesty International used to advocate against, and countries did it. I've never in my entire career ever seen a case in which a cop, an agent, could execute an unarmed human being and the family can't get the guy's name. It is classic FOIA. You should be able to learn the name of your killer or the killer of your family. There's no thing in federal law that protects them. It is an outrage the family is having to sue to get it. The kind of thing you'd expect from, well, a thug regime. As Tucker Carlson points out about what Vladimir Putin said about Ashley Babbitt.
So yeah, we just played tape of Vladimir Putin. Now, under normal circumstances, we would never play tape of a foreign adversary criticizing our government. But honestly, those are fair questions. Who did shoot Ashley Babbitt, and why don't we know? Are anonymous federal agents now allowed to kill unarmed women who protest the regime? That's okay now? No, it's not okay. It'll never be okay. And why are all those January 6th protesters still in prison on trespassing charges, as so many Biden voters who torched federal buildings walking free? What's the answer to that question? If all of that was going on in Russia, we would rightly call it scary. We would call Putin a dictator. In fact, we do call him a dictator.
He's not wrong. No, he's not. But then there's something else. I've been hammering for a while the 10,000 hours of videotape that the FBI and the Department of Injustice have refused to release. Because what was recorded on cameras and cell phones, and we've now seen three of these, was Capitol Police deliberately letting people into the building, waving them in. And in one case, the audio I've played for you before. I'm not going to do it again right now because I've got another point I'm going to make. Of Capitol Police officer advising the Buffalo guy, you know, the guy with the Buffalo headdress, that, yeah, he could totally be in the Capitol. That would be okay. He just couldn't get violent, and they had to, you know, behave. And then Buffalo turns around, tells his followers, see, Capitol Police letting us in the building. It's all fine. That we just got to behave. They were standing in the building at the time. I'm here to tell you, I worked at the Capitol. They don't let you in the building. They're not allowed to let you in the building. This stinks to high heaven. But Tucker Carlson last night absolutely nailed this. Were the organizers of the violent part of this trespassing incident, which only involved a small number of people, were the organizers of the violent part FBI agents? It's a legitimate question. And it would certainly explain why they won't release those hours of video. Yeah. And why the hours that Senator Ron Johnson's staff have been through shows, really strange stuff. We played that yesterday. Yeah, like the door swinging wide open and the people, streaming right into the Capitol, right there by the Capitol police officers who don't make a single move. They seem to be fine with it. In fact, they seem to be encouraging it in some cases. It's really weird. Even I might be confused personally and think there was a protest going on and we're allowed in the building. Why wouldn't you think that? Well, you wouldn't know any better till the FBI boot came through your door on your street in the middle of the night months later for trespassing. Was it all a setup? That sounds crazy until now. Tucker Carlson lays out what's in a federal court case, and it stands my hair on end. Did the FBI organize the violent part of this? Take a listen.
We know that the government is hiding the identity of many law enforcement officers who were present at the Capitol on January 6th, not just the one who killed Ashley Babbitt. According to the government's own court filings, those law enforcement officers participated in the riot, sometimes in violent ways. We know that because, without fail, the government has thrown the book at most people who were present in the Capitol on January 6th. There was a nationwide dragnet to find them, and many of them are still in solitary confinement tonight. But strangely, some of the key people who participated on January 6th have not been charged. Look at the documents. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators. What does that mean? Well, it means that in potentially every single case, they were FBI operatives. Really? In the Capitol on January 6th. For example, one of those unindicted co-conspirators is someone government documents identify only as Person 2. According to those documents, Person 2 stayed in the same hotel room as a man called Thomas Caldwell, an insurrectionist, a man alleged to be a member of the group, the Oath Keepers. Person 2 also, quote, stormed the barricades at the Capitol on January 6th alongside Thomas Caldwell. The government's indictments further indicate that Caldwell, who, by the way, is a 65-year-old man, this dangerous insurrectionist, was led to believe there would be a, quote, quick reaction force also participating on January 6th. That quick reaction force, Caldwell was told, would be led by someone called Person 3, who had a hotel room and an accomplice with him. But wait, here's the interesting thing. Person 2 and Person 3 were organizers of the riot. The government knows who they are, but the government has not charged them. Why is that? You know why. They were almost certainly working for the FBI. So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents. And those two are not alone. In all, Revolver News reported that there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators in the Oath Keeper indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have not been charged for virtually the exact same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities, as those named alongside them in the indictments. Huh? So it turns out that this white supremacist insurrection was, again, by the government's own admission in these documents, organized at least in part by government agents. Are you shocked? We're shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. Because in March, the FBI director admitted that the Bureau is infiltrating as many dissident groups that oppose the regime as it possibly can.
There must be moments where you think, if we would have known, if we could have infiltrated this group or found out what they were doing. And that, do you have those moments?
So anytime there's an attack, especially one that's this horrific, that strikes right at the heart of our system of government, right at the time the transfer of power is being discussed, you can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens again.
But wait a second. There's a huge difference between using an informant to find out what a group you find threatening might do and paying people to help organize a violent action, which is what happened, apparently, according to government documents, on January 6th. That's a line. and the FBI has crossed it.
Yes, they have. Wow. Now do you see why the FBI and Department of Injustice, our federal government, has not released 14 hours of videotape? Can't have anybody IDing the FBI agents leading the surge now, can we? Well, last segment on this show was about the fakery of January 6th. Think about what this means. Tucker Carlson's report using federal court documents, unindicted co-conspirators, almost certainly FBI agents. Who led the charge, the violent part of the insurrection? Convinced others, some of them oath keepers, to go along with it? You know what that means? It means the FBI knew. They could have warned Nancy Pelosi, called the whole thing off. But they were looking for an excuse for a war on terror. They wanted the power that they know that the Democrats owe them. They are owed power for their hard work framing Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump as Russian, you know, Russian assets. The lies they told, the damage they did to Trump. And so the FBI knows the Democrats owe them, and they want power. They clearly want power. And the funding for it is right there. Great article on this today, pjmedia.com. Chilling: Biden's domestic terror agenda confirms conservatives' worst fears. The new terrorists? That's you. Should be the FBI. I mean, if they're leading insurrections into the Capitol building alongside Oath Keepers, that's, wow, that's an attack. But, Biden released a blueprint for his new war on terror. It's in the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. They plan to come after you. And the first step, weaponizing the very FBI that helped, let's just say it, AstroTurf January 6th, so they could then kick in the doors of people for merely trespassing across the country. It includes at least $77 million to begin this war on terror. That's you, by the way, Trump supporters. And it's very scary. Here's from the article. The president, from the very Democrat party that swelled with chance of defund the police last summer, pledges to allocate over $77 million to state, local, tribal, and territorial partners to prevent, protect against, and respond to domestic violence extremism. This Democrat bill will increase funding for law enforcement, but not just any law enforcement, the law enforcement they want in charge. That is, you get the money as long as your local police are pushing this new war on terror. Which includes, I warned you about this in the first days of the Biden administration, background checks for every single sheriff's deputy, police officer in your jurisdiction. Now, not reasonable background checks. You want to make sure they're not, you know, on the terror watch list or have criminal histories. No, no, no. Political background checks to make sure they think right. This is the purification I warned you about, all the way down to the local police level. The Biden document also calls for more than $100 million in additional resources for the DOJ, FBI, and DHS, specifically for Biden's war on terror, specifically for the war on terror they are conducting against half the American people. They nail it in this paragraph. When it comes to disrupting and deterring domestic terrorism, of which there has been none, the Biden document touts new employee screening, here we go, to enhance methods for identifying domestic terrorists who might pose insider threats. Similarly, DOD, DOJ, and DHS, Department of Homeland Security, aim to ensure domestic terrorists are not employed within our military or law enforcement ranks. Well, none of us want that. But what counts as domestic terrorism? Whistleblowers in the military have warned exactly how this will go, because we're already seeing it there. They've warned that those efforts to combat extremism have pushed critical race theory and demonized white people, conservatives, and Christians. Various training materials used for extremism trainings in the military pit service members against one another and suggest that conservative views are dangerous. See, here it goes. They're weaponizing the FBI, the DOJ, and the DHS. That's why they needed a strike force of 20 FBI agents to lead the front flank on January 6th. That's why they did. Because otherwise it would have been peaceful, and that presents a problem. Wholly peaceful, not just mostly peaceful. And I didn't even get to the fourth pillar of Biden's domestic terror agenda. It's even worse. I'll tell you what it is tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here. And for your After Hours Tara Show fix, download the Battleground podcast. Text Battleground to 71307. That's Battleground to 71307. Keyword coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.